Across the country, there are calls to hold clergy accountable for abuse. In many states, prosecutors have run out of time to press charges. There are a few states with no statutes of limitations for child sexual abuse. This next story is from one of them. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports that authorities in Cheyenne, both the police and the church, are taking action.
When Bishop Stephen Bigler took over his post with the Cheyenne Diocese in Wyoming a little over a year ago, he immediately launched an investigation into unresolved allegations against a retired bishop.
There was no resolution of guilt or innocence, and so we felt that clarity needed to be found, if it could possibly be found.
Back in 2002, a victim called the Cheyenne Police Department to report that Joseph Hart had sexually abused him in the late 1970s. But the victim was reluctant to do a full interview with police. Within just 3 months, the district attorney cleared Hart, saying there was no evidence. But Bishop Bigler says for too long, those in power have controlled the conversation. So he pushed for the police to reopen the case.
The church has a mission to protect and heal the least.
Bigler says that stance has met resistance from those who see Hart as a beloved figure. The 87-year-old served as Bishop of Cheyenne for over 20 years and still lives in town. Hart's lawyer declined to comment, and he advised his client to do the same. Yet Wyoming isn't the only place Hart has faced allegations. The Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese in Missouri has already paid out settlements to victims who say Hart abused them when he was a priest there. But he's never been criminally convicted. Bigler says a different previous Cheyenne bishop even tried to get the Vatican to take action against Hart.
So he actually wrote to Rome in 2010 and asked them to open an investigation.
But that investigation seemed to trail off, Bigler says, when the Vatican learned that law enforcement had closed the case. For years, the church and the criminal justice system seemed to be waiting for the other to make the first move. Until recently.
Times have certainly changed. We're in a different era.
Kevin Malatesta with the Cheyenne Police Department says the case was reopened in July.
The police department is certainly listening. It appears the church here is listening as well.
Malatesta says several more reports have come in and the investigation is ongoing.
If anybody was a victim of these crimes and either reported it and it wasn't taken seriously or felt it wasn't taken seriously or felt it wasn't investigated, we want to know about it.
Wyoming is one of seven states, including Illinois, Alabama, and Colorado, where victims can come forward at any time because there are no statutes of limitations on felony or misdemeanor child sexual abuse crimes. Jeremiah Sandberg, the district attorney for Cheyenne, says even in states without time limits for prosecution, older victims still face cultural barriers.
If it's a homicide case that went cold on us and it's now 20 or 30 years later, the public doesn't seem to have any problem with us going after the murderers and saying, now we've got the evidence to get you.
Sandberg says sexual abuse cases, on the other hand, are met with skepticism.
In my own mind, I don't understand the difference. The difference is, in one, the victim can't talk because they're dead, and the other, they finally can.
And for victims thinking about speaking out, Bishop Bigler recognizes that criminal prosecutions are a sign that their voices are being heard.
It's a greater good that we're doing, not just for the particular case at hand, but to speak into the culture regarding this situation.
Bigler says those in positions of power, like himself, should use their authority to protect and defend the most vulnerable. For NPR News, I'm Tennessee Watson in Laramie, Wyoming.